Hello and welcome to the podcast Truth Applied. Our goal is to take God's Word and apply it to our everyday lives. Let's see what the Bible has to say for us today. Hello and thank you again for joining us today. We're talking about loving one another, one of the responsibilities that we have as a Christian. And so 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22 says, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit." So this is talking, Peter is writing to Christians. They've accepted Christ their Savior. They've purified their souls through obeying the truth that the Spirit convicted them of their sin and their need of a Savior. It says, "Unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." So we saw that the true mark of a Christian is loving one another. That's what Jesus said in John 13. Then John said in 1 John 4:11 that we ought also to love one another. It's not optional. Something we should do. And so how should we love them? We looked at it should be sincerely, unfeigned. But also he finishes this verse. He says, with a pure heart fervently. So a pure love. That's how we should love one another. That means not self-serving. Pure love is not self-serving. Pure love loves even when they don't reciprocate it, even when they don't deserve it. We've all done things that have been self-serving. Hey, you want to, you know, this? I do this all the time to my wife. Hey, you want to try what I have? You know, if I have something different than she does? Sure, but really it's because I want to try what she has and I feel bad about asking. Right? And there's things that we do all the time that's self-serving. But we ought not to love in a self-serving manner. Yeah, I'll love them. I'll be nice to them because I want something in return. Is that unfeigned love? Is that pure love? Or is that selfish love? Agape love is selfless, not selfish. So we ought to love one another with a pure love, not looking in return. One that's not self-serving. We also should love them fervently or deeply, not just on the surface or only when things are good, even when the going gets tough. That pure and that fervent love is a not self-serving love. It's a selfless love, and it's a deep love. John, he talked a lot about love. He said in 1 John 1:3, 17 and 18, "But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Is he saying that we shouldn't tell people that we love them? No. But our words should be backed up by our actions. Stephanie, my wife, would not believe me if I said I love you and I never spent time with her. I love you and I forgot her anniversary. I'd be a dead man, wouldn't I? No, we ought to back up our words with our deeds, and we ought to love in deed and in truth. It ought to be real. It ought to be sincere, like we looked at, unfeigned. It ought to be pure, that it's not self-serving, and it ought to be fervent. It ought to be genuine and real and deep. So, how are we going to do this today? Well, when we're tempted to love because we want to get something back, be nice to somebody because we want them to be nice back to us. We should be nice to them because that's what God expects of us. We should love them because that's what God expects of us. Not trying to get something in return, but to love purely and to love fervently or deeply, even when they don't deserve it. Let's look for ways that we can show our love to others, that we don't just love in word, but that we love in deed and in truth. Let's look for ways today that we can be a positive testimony, an example for the Lord Jesus Christ, because others will know that we're saved by our love.